Your daily Devo for April 26th, 2021, titled Resurrection Power, written by Scott Simmons, read by Matthew Teagy. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. The resurrection is not an event. It is not something that happened over 2,000 years ago. The resurrection is the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus made this astounding proclamation just outside the burial site of Lazarus. He proved it once more when death couldn't keep him in the grave. In both cases, doubt had already set in. Mary and Martha believed it was too late for their brother Lazarus. The disciples were in retreat and disbelief as they saw their Savior die a criminal's death. But Jesus showed that he holds the power of life and death in his hands. And resurrection brings hope to any dying situation. We give ourselves to a lot of things. We make commitment after commitment in hopes of finding fulfillment, purpose, and peace. However, when it is all said and done, those things will have no value in eternity. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." John chapter 11. Verse 25. Life has a way of throwing us a curve. We feel the bottom falling out from beneath us through some tragedy, accident, or act of natural causes. And just like Mary, Martha, and the disciples, we are left in despair. However, with the hope of the resurrected Jesus, we can have confidence to press on. Only Christ can offer an eternal peace. Today's action step: determine to commit to something that lasts forever.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.